Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo live on blogtalkradio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real, RealMSCLEO. Hello, my dears, and good afternoon. It is Wednesday, March 20th, 2013. Happy spring, everyone. Time for start planting all of those new seeds, watering them, opening up the vibration for some wonderful sunlight to come through and just kind of nurture all of the plans that we have planted in our hearts and in our minds since the beginning of the year. And so big things, my dear. So don't impose limitations on yourself. Let yourself utilize your imagination. Don't put it in a cage. Let it move as far and as wide as you know you are prepared to have it move. Because remember, we have to be prepared for our success. If we're not prepared, then we just might get it a little bit twisted, eh? Say, well, Miss Cleo, you're laughing today. How you doing? Well, let's see. I'm hot. Here in South Florida, and for those of you who are having snow who tune into the show, I apologize for my insensitivity when I talk about the heat factor and the fact that I have on the air conditioning right now. So I apologize for that and hope that you all are staying warm. I know that spring is here on what's the name of the groundhog? Punxsutawney Phil. Punxsutawney Phil, I love Punxsutawney Phil. I think it's a great concept. He certainly can be just as accurate as the weatherman, probably better. Anyway, Punxsutawney Phil said winter was going to be short. Now, apparently in one part of the country, I want to say up north, Midwest, I believe in Chicago, this time last year, it was 81 degrees. So it is clearly a very different vibration. So those of you out there that are traveling around and you have to be in the snow and you have to be on the roads with the black ice, please take a little bit more time. Just kind of ease yourself into it. We are still in a framework where Mercury is still wiping the sleep out of his eyes. He may just be beginning his second cup of coffee in his wake-up motion. So there is still an opportunity for shit to get squirrely and go weird very quickly. In particular, with still your mechanical devices, your electrical devices, as well as, and moreover, communication with one another. It's an interesting time. And even myself, I am trying to navigate this and recognize that we're still in that vibration, and so communication will continue to be a challenge pretty much until the end of this weekend. So just bear that in mind if you're sending out an email or if you're responding to a tense situation via email. I almost would advise that a phone call might be better. Simply because there is no intonation in email or a text, and so somebody could take it the wrong way. So that's just a little bit of heads up for you all as we are continuing to move forward and continuing to get ourselves ready. We have out our running shoes because we are definitely going to need to hit the ground running. To all of my individuals of finance, both men and women, make sure that the things that you did begin to plant at the beginning of the year, that you are ready to get back out there now and get crack-a-lacking, all right? Now, today, very busy day for me personally. I had a couple of clients early this morning. I've been up crack-a-lacking at it. I've only had 4 hours sleep in the, a little less than 4 hours sleep in the last 48 hours. So I am operating on sheer joy manifestation, probably a little bit of interesting adrenaline and all of the many other things that are going on in the universe, in addition to the solar flare storms that are occurring. But we're going to talk about all of that, because today is going to be Conversation Buffet, as well as that very interesting question that I got those of you to tune in that are my chocolate lovers out there, because you all want some additional information so that you can continue to raise your head proudly when you eat your chocolate, because you'd be surprised, my dears, just how healthy chocolate is for you. So I'm looking forward to all of that, and then I'm going to come back and talk to you all about how small the world is, because I have a nephew who attends UCF, University of Central Florida. So the last couple of days have been tense for his mother, as well as myself. I almost went into denial. So it's been a challenging time. So I'll share some of that with you all as well. So we got all kinds of good stuff to talk about. Some I've listed, some I haven't. But go ahead, get your coffee, warm up your tea, do whatever you're going to do. I'm going to go ahead and lead into this segment. And I must, because if I don't, my boss will get me. I must play one more time as we get ever closer to the release date of my CD, the first single, What If? At the end of a long day, I'd like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard. Stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometimes. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet? What if canines, felines, dolphins, and elephants are a higher intelligence? What if the dinosaurs came here, thrived, and left right before the Egyptians arrived? What if we are a creation of a greater being's imagination? What if the stars in the sky are a grand treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek? What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if there is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday? Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender and sexuality. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve. And when the life is done, the intergalactic traveler returns home. What if there are stargates, triangles, and portals that allow each and every one of us to move about the universal cabin without care? What if beings from other planets and places in space study us like we study animals? That would certainly explain all the stories about alien abduction. What if when we sleep, we really exist somewhere else? Perhaps a different dimension or a parallel universe. And when we are awake, we exit here, wherever that might be. What if we create every moment we speak? What if time is something man-made of? What if we all have the power to create and heal? What if Scotty really can beam me up? So many possibilities. I sat for a moment without thinking, quietly, and then it occurred to me, what if this is simply part of the journey? And when I return home and you're in the area, stop by for a visit and let's have some fun. You can usually find me hanging out on the seventh rock from the sun. What if? All right. You know, I got to tell you, and it probably sounds a little kooky, but I really do enjoy that every time I hear it. I spend so many of my evenings like that. What if? Anyway, I want to take a moment to give out some love to some folks out there. A number of you listened to Monday's show and immediately responded with love and support. And my partner is doing very okay. She, you know, it, something like that happens. It gets your attention, and sometimes it's the universe's way of saying, look here, you need to be doing a better job of taking care of self, you know? And so sometimes that's what happens. So out there to my Nitrasit, I love you, baby girl. Your words always touch my soul. Thank you. Sometimes it's exactly what I need in the moment that I need it. Because the last few days, I put it, you know, the universe gives you an opportunity to have a pop quiz or a test, and it seems like you have to rewalk a similar path. You know, we've talked about this before. So I've been having a lot of pop quizzes, it seems. So I'm not mad about it. I'm just trying to get some decent grades. So if any of you out there, don't be too hard on yourself. Just try and get decent grades. Also, want to send out some love to my niece on the West Coast, to Miss Dana Hanna. Thank you, my dear, and happy spring to you as well, sweet bee. To my buddy Joe over at I Vow to Cure Cancer. To my friends at in South Florida, as always, looking forward to touching base with you all. Much love out to Ozo 2 Cleaners. People are loving it. People love the concept. I'm running around telling everybody I can about an eco-friendly dry cleaner and how delicious your prices are, whatever the case may be. English is eluding me today. So really, it's so exciting. I'm going to find something to dry clean. Like I said, my Perry Ellis pimp coat, I'm going to take it to her. So we are just enjoying the fact that this woman and this woman of enterprise came to the area and is doing such a wonderful thing for us. We're going to go down a rabbit hole. We're working on getting her for an interview to see if we can talk. I'm certain that you all have questions. I know I have questions, and I'm very exciting questions. So I want to send out some love to Ozo too. You can find them on Facebook and give them some love. Also, to some dear friends across the pond and over the water, at La Insalencia de Factor V. Hola, Ramón. Te extraño mucho. Wanted to send out that love that way as well. Want to send out love to Rafi and Maria Abraham, owners of Kilwin's Lake Worth, which is our business of the week. It's all about the chocolate, and we'll get into that a bit more. I want to send out some love to another one of my nieces, and she's a one who loves loggerhead turtles, and so she's amazing. She's brilliant, and I'm waiting for her to become a bigger marine biologist than Jacques Cousteau. So, baby girl, if you're listening, Auntie has been busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest. But I love you, and we are definitely going to get together here soon on the phone. Congrats out to another one of my delightful children out there in the universe who love me and I love them. Got some good news, and got a new baby coming into the vibration. So I always get excited about a new addition to the village and to the family. So mad love is always out to Mother Earth Cafe. Check her out on YouTube, man. She's mixing up our burgers and things and doing it and giving away the recipes for free. They are fabulous. I'm telling you, if you're in town in the next couple of weeks, whether it's for Pride or Reggae Fest or whatever the case may be, you got to go in and try that one love burger, man. Trust this. Had some earlier in the week, and just delicious. Good stuff going on, but I want you all to know that I appreciate you out there, that every moment that you take. Want to send out some love to Lyrical Vibes, that's V-I-B-E-Z, and it's at The Lyrical, L-Y-R-I-C-A-L, V-I-B-E-Z. I also want to send out some love to Poetic Designs, as always. Want to send out some love to Block, as always. Block District, sorry. I knew a friend for the longest time, a hip-hop artist way back in the day, and his name was Block, so it's always mad love. So I abbreviated that, so I apologize. To my friend Tina, as always, love my friend at Creole Love Products One, or at Creole Love One, CreoleLoveProducts.com. I'm going to get it right. Look here, I'm trying to talk. Also, some love out to at Mr. Fister 81, that's MR, capital PFISTER 81. Much love. Hope you're tuning in. I'm sure you're one of those folks who tuned in about the chocolate. So we're going to get to the task at hand. I'm going to continue to share love because you all do it with me on a continuum. And while I struggle from time to time to navigate some of the social media, I certainly want you to understand how much I appreciate the time. While it may be easier for some of you younger folks out there, it's a bit of a challenge for an old woman like me who does much better with chicken bones, cow shells, and working in a cemetery. However, that's a great segue, right? Here in Lake Worth, and I think this is delicious. This is why we're having buffet today, because I have to give you guys all of these little, what do they call them, little vignettes about some of the things that I find interesting to talk about. Here in West Palm, on Dixie Highway, there is an enormous cemetery, and I love a beautiful cemetery. I love a cemetery that has history, and I'm very fortunate because I never live far from a cemetery. West Palm, it's a woodland cemetery, but huge cemetery in West Palm Beach, and they will be doing moonlit graveyard tours of the cemetery. So if you are in to something like that, by all means, and it clearly states that no, there will not be any seances held. Like, that's a bad thing. I don't think that's a bad thing. But it will allow you to learn about some of the history of West Palm Beach. And certainly they are going after the more prominent dead citizens. And I'm quoting the paper at this point. The tours will begin, just so you all know, March 27th at 8 p.m. Visitors can take a 90-minute tour through the gated cemetery because it's locked down, boy. A cemetery that I work at very often does not have all of those gates and whatnot because I'm often in a cemetery. They're saying that you might as well call it West Palm Beach's first gated community. And that was a joke made by Elliot Cohen, one of the city's spokespersons. So the cemetery, for those of you who would like the exact address, it is just south of Okeechobee Boulevard. It's been there since 1905. And it is on there. Well, I wonder, I guess a cemetery doesn't necessarily have an address, but it is on Dixie Highway, as I said, just south of Okeechobee Boulevard. The tour will be guided by local historians, so you will have an opportunity to ask questions, etc., etc. If you actually do want additional information, by all means, you can call Mittner, M-I-T-T-N-E-R, at 561-822-1457. Isn't that just yummy-licious, see? I'm actually going to go on one. I don't like gated cemeteries because I'm not really sure. Clearly, it's about keeping people out, not about, you know, worrying about the people in there getting out. But, there are some of you out there listening to me who are rolling over because you absolutely understand why I stopped to catch myself before I before I went any further, and to explain why I was chuckling about keeping people out or keeping them in, whatever the case may be. All right, but look here, I want to get to some good stuff. I want to get to the chocolate because I'm getting ready to shock you with some information about the chocolate. Because by the time you finish listening to this segment for the chocolate, you're going to go buy you some. Snickers don't count. Hershey's not count. This is a big good chocolate, all right? So, really some intense, amazing healing properties. Now, millions and millions of pounds are produced annually. And the use of chocolate dates us all the way back to 1100 BC, at least in South America. So it's interesting to me that with all of the many healing properties, both all three, mind, body, spirit, that we all still find so much guilt when we eat chocolate, because it really is closer to a medicine than it is to a candy. You understand? We actually are coming to find out that chocolate may give the pharmaceutical companies, which generate more than $30 billion, don't get it twisted, Cleo, $30 billion on the statin drugs, you know, for your cholesterol, right? Because in 2006, there was a study conducted on the regular consumption of chocolate and how it appears that it reduces, well, I need you all to hear me, it reduces cardiac mortality by 50%. I want you all to just take that in for a minute. So, Miss Cleo, you must have your facts wrong. No, my dear, look it up. Chocolate consumption on a regular balance basis reduces your cardiac mortality by 50%. And this study was done on subjects where they consumed 2.11 grams a day, or just 1/2 ounce a week. All right? So really, if you are going to consume good chocolate, and you go out, and again, you know, you can get a nice Lindt chocolate bar that you want to buy something on the market. I'm not a big fan anymore of Ghirardelli's or Godiva. I genuinely believe that they have messed with the recipes, and certainly many companies did in their production as a result of the economy. Now the research, and now I'm going to give you a journal that I can quote, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, all right, has also revealed that the consumption of chocolate or its active constituents or its active ingredients, which would be cocoa and flavanols, they definitely reduce a broad range of risk factors for cardiovascular disease, and some of which include insulin resistance. So, I mean, we really, really, really do have to start opening our minds. These researchers at the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition looked at 42 acute and long-term studies and found a 30% median reduction in insulin resistance following chocolate consumption. All right, so Miss Cleo isn't making any of this up. Chocolate itself has more than 40 health-based benefits. Can you believe that? And we're going to spend a little bit more time on this subject matter, but understand and let me qualify, this is about eating your darker chocolates, your better chocolates. If you're looking at the label on a chocolate bar and it's got crap on there that you can't say, then we are not talking about good chocolate. And say, well, Miss Cleo, all right, well, so what are you talking about? Cocoa dilates your arteries, all right? It also has been seen that chocolate or cocoa has been shown to lower blood pressure. Hello, people. I'm hoping that my partner is listening. It is it protects against coronary artery disease. It reduces stroke. It prevents cholesterol oxidation. I can go on and on and on. And it also has benefits for type 1 and type 2 diabetes. So I know friends who have type 2 but diabetes, and they eat all manner of sweets from time to time. I'm so happy to be able to say to them, go and buy yourself a good piece of chocolate. It will be far more satisfying, and it also will be so, so healthy. So we are going to spend a little bit more time, because there are some of you out there who are like, Miss Cleo, we need to hear all of the benefits of the chocolate. We want to discuss this. And I certainly think that it bears additional discussion. But I just wanted to give some of you out there a little bit of joy to celebrate and to tell you to stop feeling guilty about eating chocolate. You might have to still feel guilty if you're telling me that you're eating waxy chocolate, because that's not good chocolate. Or if you don't like the consumption of the chocolate, I'm going to tell you, go out and get some good now. I will say that Ghirardelli still has a wonderful unsweetened cocoa, and I do enjoy baking with it. But go out and get you some of that. And then in the evening time and in the morning time, as opposed to coffee, which coffee is wonderful too. Everything in moderation. But as opposed to coffee, make yourself a nice cup of hot cocoa or hot chocolate. Because if you add a dash of cayenne pepper, you have done amazing things for the peace of your mind at the top of the day, because chocolate is so helpful to the crown chakra, you understand, and through your third eye chakra. It's delicious. And then that cayenne helps your red chakra, and it keeps the bloodstream clean. So we got some good things going on here. Matter of fact, I have a personal recipe that I'll share with you all on the chocolate show, which will be coming in probably next week. That is a spicy hot cocoa. And I have a dear friend, he's a musician, and I love him to pieces, but he loves my spicy hot cocoa. He'll ask for that anytime over a cup of coffee. So mad love out to you, Jack. Much love. I know I've been busy lately. We haven't had a chance to have our coffee, but we're going to be working on that, my dears. Now, before I take this next break, the world is a small place, and we can never, and it just friggin' seems like every other effing day, I am getting reminded and reaffirmed and confirmed that the lesson that seems to be reverbing in my world is about taking the time to tell somebody that you love them. Before we went to break earlier, I told you I have a nephew who is a freshman at the University of Central Florida. And when I first heard the story about this individual who had a plan and weapons and things, and that he was planning to, according to his note, give them hell at the university. Fortunately, and certainly I my heart goes out to his parents, from what I understand, in the late 20s, early 30s, so he was indeed an adult, and apparently was having some financial problems, even re-registering for the coming semester at the university. And much love to the young man who was his roommate, who remained calmed and called in the fact that his roommate had a gun and that he was quite spooked, freaked out, whatever the case was, but he held his own, and he may have saved more people than he'll ever know. I say thank you to him because my nephew goes there. I say thank you to my spirit. I talked to my nephew's mom this morning, and she said Orlando seems really, really far away. You understand? And it does when it's 2.5 hours worth of driving, you know, no matter what, it's 2.5 hours worth of driving. And God knows that you can't even imagine. Those 2 hours will feel like a lifetime, you know. So he was just home for a spring break. So I don't know if his mom is going to have him come home this weekend. Frank's baby, love you. You know, I send in all of the dead folks I got to work for me to protect you, just so you know. And if I already got some there, we're just going to beef it up. So again, just reaffirming for me that I have to make sure that I send out love to the people that love me. Because again, it is so, it's so crazy important, man. And for the folks that don't, you know, tell them to kiss your big toe on their loss, right? I also want to send out some love here to my friend, Daniel J, at Daniel J, D-A-N-Y-O-L, capital J-A-Y-E. And I am sorry, we have been threatening to do, I've been threatening to come on his show for, I don't know, since last year, Daniel. And that is at on the J spot, J-A-Y-E-S-P-O-T, on the, I'm sure you all can spell that. We are going to have a blast, and we are absolutely going to get that put together now that Mercury has gone direct. And if you all don't tune into that, boy, you're going to be missing something. It's going to be some good stuff. Daniel is, my goodness, he's one of the most beautiful and one of the first people that I actually met in the Twitterverse. And he has been nothing but supportive on a continuum, and will laugh at any given time at random at my silliness. So I appreciate you, boss man, and I love you. And we're not going to tally no more. We're not going to dally no more. We are absolutely going to do that show. And boy, what a hoot that will be. All right, my dears, I need to drink a little water. So I'm going to go ahead and take a quick pause for the cause and play a couple of advertisements here for all of these wonderful individuals of finance out there, these small business owners who, to me, you all are giants in your heart and your minds. And we know that as we move through and we create more for ourselves, that we will definitely... Dog Pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog Pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Cocoa tested and approved. Cocoa is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Cocoa and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years' experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. All right, my dears. You know, kind of staying on that same vein, coming away from the story about UCF, quickly before we go to Business of the Week, just to draw or connect some dots for you all. I don't know, those of you may have seen it in the paper, you may have heard it on the news. Last Friday, there was a significant sunstorm or a solar flare storm on the surface of the sun. And I have been doing some anecdotal research probably over the last 8 or 9 months to observe the behavior of individuals during one of these solar flare storms. So understand, the storm took place on Friday, and as a ripple effect, it reached planet Earth on Monday. So many of you, I've heard from many of my clients and whatnot, Monday was a bitch. Monday was a bear. Wow, Monday was really tough. Monday was. Here's the deal. Monday was tough. It was a bear. It was an itch. It was a whole lot of things. However, this is the interesting part. People that don't typically have a temper might have gotten pissed off. If you look at the news, it seems like people were much more violent. Even as I was sitting at an intersection waiting to cross traffic, I saw some idiot, and he was an idiot because he was frightening this elder man that was in a very sensible Camry, and he was in some souped-up Charger. And I don't know what the man did. All I saw was him. He chased this little old man. I was sitting there. At one point, I thought he was going to hit my car because he was so angry. He was yelling. This was no child. This was a grown adult as well. But he was yelling at this little elder man, and you could tell the elder man was frightened. And I just thought that was so disgusting to me. But at the same token, I understood what was going on, because I have come to the following conclusion. And you all know that I speak, and I speak to how the movement above us in the universe, we don't live in a vacuum, so it does impact us directly. But the conclusion that I've drawn is that the solar storms or the sun storms impact us similar, not the same, but similarly the way that a full moon phase or a new moon phase impact us. And I'm going to go down that rabbit hole as well, and I want to be able to connect the dots to give you all some research. So I want to complete this ninth month and take a look at what the flare activity will be to the forward. But understand that we haven't had extreme, intense flare activity on this planet since 1859. And when there was a very, very significant storm on the face of the sun, and it literally shot off sparks in wires and shocked telegraph, because there wasn't any phone there. There were telegraph operators, and it set their paper on fire. So we're talking about some direct energy meteors. You understand? The reason something like this happening now would be so significant because we have so many satellites. We have so many more people. We are talking about so many more populated areas, much the same as that meteor that came in over Russia. Because, wow, big, enormous, and wound up injuring more than 1,000 people. And do meteors come all the time? Yes, but we continue to be more populated on this planet, and so there will continue to be more fallout, quote unquote, as it would. So that's a rabbit hole we'll be going down in the next couple of weeks, my dear, because I think it bears some vetting. Because if we're talking about it, and I can put the dots together, I want to know why the near Earth object specialists can't. But that's the I'm sorry, that wasn't nice. All right, now we're going to go ahead and talk about something yummy, delicious, and we're going to give out love to our small business of the week, and that is to Rafi and Maria Abraham, owners of two stores of Kilwin's Chocolate here, right in downtown Lake Worth, as well as, well, historical downtown Lake Worth, as well as right up on the beach in the new casino building on Lake Worth Beach. Either store is amazingly equipped. I want to tell you a little story about Rafi and Maria. They are heroes to me, and I'll tell you why. Back in at the end of 2008, when the economy was taking a dump like it had diarrhea, they moved in to a very expensive space on Lake Worth Road. in downtown Lake Worth, runs right through the heart of Lake Worth. And clearly, the real estate over there is a bit more expensive because you are in the heart of downtown. And they took on a very large space right next door to Starbucks. And we all thought they were crazy because it was good chocolate, so it made it a little bit more pricey. And the ice cream is amazing, so therefore it's a little more pricey. And we thought, people are cutting back. He'll never survive. But let me tell you something. Both Rafi and Maria, they worked that store from sunup to sundown. And they proved all of us wrong because they were true manifestors. They knew what they wanted to build. They knew how they would build it, and they knew it would be successful. So much so that it's never empty. The first one was on Lake Worth Road, and you all have heard me talk about the new casino building up on the beach. And it's just, it's not actually a casino, but years and years ago, there was a casino on Lake Worth Beach. So they have re-erected the building and improved it and done some wonderful things with it up there. And so Rafi and Maria opened a second store up on the beach for all of the many people who come to visit. And wow, doing so well. I am so thrilled that they are Lake Worth residents, that they have their businesses here. And mind you, those of you who are like, well, I've seen Kilwins all over the place, Miss Cleo. True enough, but they franchise. And so my rule with franchises is if they are a small business and they are trying to make their way, I am going to support them. We also have a Kilwins in Del Rey. I don't believe that that one belongs to Rafi and Maria. Now, for the hours and the address, first of all, you can visit them at www.kilwins.com/Lake Worth, LakeWorth. The actual address is 512 Lake Avenue. I said Lake Worth Road, my bad. Lake Avenue, well, it turns into Lake Worth Road, 6 miles down. I get it twisted. If I'm not driving it, I'm not always good at it. That's Lake Worth, Florida, 33460. They have a map online. If you want to call, it's 561-493-9249. They are open Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Fridays and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m., and on Sundays, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. So you can get your chocolate almost anytime. Let me tell you something else about them. These are some of the most customer-oriented individuals that work for Rafi and Maria, and that's because I believe, one, they train them very well. Two, Rafi and Maria have two amazing sons that assist them in this business. And so it genuinely is a family business. And Rafi is wonderful about hiring juniors and seniors from high school as well as freshmen in college. And he gives these young people opportunities. And I take my hat off, salute, and give big ups to any employee that works at Kilwins of Lake Worth. You all are amazing. They're darling. They see me coming because I got issues. And now, let me tell you something. I have no more guilt, brethren. The guilt is gone. So by all means, check them out. They're also on Facebook. So like them on Facebook. They would welcome that. Again, they always have promotions. They are involved in the community. I can't tell you anything that doesn't taste delicious, but one of my favorites is their s'mores. Oh my God, the best thing. And they make their own marshmallow. Uh-oh. They got it all, my dear. And they do it so, so well. Matter of fact, we'll be featuring Kilwins Chocolate of Lake Worth at my CD release party. Anyone attending will be getting a gift bag with a little tie bag of some chocolate from Kilwins. So we are all very, very excited about making that happen. And I just want to say mad love to Rafi and Maria. Thank you so much for proving all of us wrong. Thank you for taking a risk on Lake Worth. Thank you for continuing to build in Lake Worth. on just thank you for bringing healthy stuff, right? I love it. Some of the best chocolate I've wrapped my lips around in the United States, my dears. For chocolate any better, I have to go out of the country. All right, now let's segue here. And you're going to say, Miss Cleo, you are all over the freaking map today. Yes, my dear, a conversation buffet. That's how it goes. We have a little bit of this, and we have a little bit of that. And we just have so much fun when we have a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Because who doesn't love choices? Who doesn't love choices? So these next two stories are a bit related. I'm sorry. For those of you out there that want to judge me, go right ahead. I'm so over it nowadays, I can't be bothered. But here's the deal. John Morgan, a high-profile Orlando trial attorney, and I believe Governor Charlie Crist was an employee, an attorney at the firm at the time, plans to lead an effort to pass a state constitutional amendment to legalize medical marijuana here in the state of Florida. Watcha, I can't even imagine that happening. But good for Mr. Morgan. Mr. Morgan is a major Democratic fundraiser, and he has every intention of trying to get the measure on the 2014 ballot. Uh-oh, that's a pretty big aspiration. So, Mr. Morgan, if you're out there within the sound of my voice and we might hit you up, I would relish the opportunity to get you for an interview and to talk about what this all looks like, because people have some very strong feelings about the legalization of recreational marijuana versus the legalization of medical marijuana. And, you know, we're going to get to a point where we're going to have some very profound conversations about this, because there are many people out there who benefit from the use of marijuana due to any number of medical conditions. And we're going to get into it, and we're going to stop talking about it like silly school children. We're going to address this from a very, very real place. So that's a rabbit hole I'm going to create, and then we're going to go down together and just really, really enjoy it. So I don't I don't want anybody to be offended. If you feel that you're going to be offended, I'll let you all know. You know, I usually give pretty good heads up before that time. But in light of that, so if you're going to get offended, you need to turn off the show now, because I told you when we heard about the elections and the passage in the state of Colorado and the state of Washington for recreational use of marijuana, I told you that there were going to be all manner of industries and whatnot that were going to come out of that vibration. Here it is. Gotta love it. There's an organization called My 420 Tours. And if you all want to write this down, I know some of you do, www.worldcannabisweek.com. Is that some good shit or what? I'm loving it. There is this individual. It is a regular LLC. It is a true corporation, my dears. And he is hosting the first annual World Cannabis Week, which will be from April 17th until April 21st. If you go to the website, and this will be held in Denver, Colorado, there will be, he talks about the activities and events that will be happening at the World Cannabis Week. They talk about travel and hotel discount rates, how to buy tickets. You can also call them at 855-694-2086. That's 855-694-2086 or 855-MY-420-TOUR. All right? Now, here's what I thought was delicious about the vibration. There will be a workshop on home growing. There will be a workshop on the benefits of medical marijuana, and there will be a dispensary tour. And then there is the one that I'm going to love the best. Not that I'm going to be able to attend, but the one that I love the best is the workshop, Cannabis Cooking, Rastafari. I like that. I already dabble a little bit in the cannabis cooking, and I'm not talking about making the brownies. And for those of you who are making brownies out there and you are throwing the herb into the batter, I got to tell you, you're doing it the wrong way. Okay? Not going to taste good. You're supposed to infuse. That's the concept. You infuse. But that's another conversation for another day. When I come back and do my own cannabis workshop on cooking, I think that is just brilliant. But here's the vibration. Because of this, there is so much more knowledge coming to the forefront for individuals. There will also be a workshop on the art of hash making. So by all means, my dears, I want you to check it out. Like them on Facebook. They are on Facebook. I have not seen a Twitter handle yet, so I'm not sure what that's about, but I'm sure that they do indeed have a Twitter handle out there somewhere. Share this information with friends. I think it is amazing that we are creating jobs. Let somebody talk about that. And this is channeling the energy in a very, very healthy, positive way. So by all means, let me see if y'all got some questions. My phone keeps going beaky, beaky, beaky. Oh, I got people laughing at me because I'm talking about somebody was laughing at the concept that I'm going to do a cooking workshop on how to. For those of you who know me personally out there within the sound of my voice today, I know you're laughing same freaking way, man. Same way. But it's all good because we're going to get there. And I know it's a little bit controversial, you know. And so I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. But, when we finish talking about how positive the healing properties are of things that we have been taught were bad for us. You understand? I want to flip that script, babies. We got to get the accurate information out there to all of you. And we have to stop immersing ourselves in the BS, because there's just no more time to get caught up in the BS. So we're going to keep an eye on the different businesses that are coming. And these are small businesses, my dear. So they fall into the same category. However, I got to tell you, I'm not really sure what's up with Colorado. Colorado has got some interesting issues. Unfortunately, and this is something I'm certain that I'm sorry, I just read a headline and we're talking about Colorado. And unfortunately, Colorado is the site of two of the most horrific mass shootings in this country's history. And as I sit here, I'm looking at the Colorado prison's chief, who was shot dead as he answered his door. And that's the kind of thing, when I sit and I read all of these various debates about who, what, where, why, we can't moderate these weapons, these high-powered, crazy weapons. But yeah, he was, I guess, what do they call him, a warden, Department of Corrections chief, shot dead in his home by an unknown gunman at his home Tuesday night. And I'm heartbroken. They said they don't know. The man's name was Tom Clements, and they're uncertain as to why or who, or whom rather, killed him. And once again, where do you go with that? And unfortunately, his wife was at home at the time. So I send out love to his family. I'm not caring what his job was. Somebody came and took his life. And I don't know what he did. I don't have any insight to any of that. But it is certainly tough for any family when they lose someone that they care about. And it's sudden, and there is no reasoning, there is no rhyme. I think that is the hardest thing to kind of rationalize, or even to, put in the right place in your mind's eye. You know, how do I make this okay? Because it's not okay. You understand? Want to give out some love to Michael Carmatz as well. at the Fly Grip. Michael, mad love. Hope everything is going well. Gonna bring you back. Michael Carbat's show is still ranked number three show with amazing numbers. And so we're going to bring Michael back and we're going to talk about some things. And we're really going to have a good time with that because I use my Fly Grip every single day. And Fly Grip will have a commercial up on the show by Friday. Again, just some interesting vibrations going on. And I didn't navigate all of my time as well as I would like to right now. I am not going to spend any time on the Jody Arias situation because I've never seen something so bizarre in my life, this trial. But here's the deal. Expect a surprise because most of this trial took place during a Mercury retrograde. So there is still information that we do not have. And it will be an interesting dynamic. I would not be surprised at anything. So I'll just say that. We have been here before when we have perceived that there was an open and shut case. Certainly it does not roll like that. So, and as far as Lindsay Lohan, you all know that I have continually been concerned about her. I certainly don't know anyone who gets as many chances as she does, but certainly concerned. I'm a mother and Hollyweird and Hollywood is a tough, tough place. People have no idea how much it can drain you and make it so, so painful to move through. I'm looking at another headline here, and this just kind of gives credence to the solar storm thing. Facebook photo of boy with gun draws police to home. So they're not sure, you know, what he was going to use the gun for, but there's a Facebook photo out there. And so I don't know. It all seems, I'm not even sure how to wrap my head around all of it. So that's what it's going to look like, my dears. We're going to have to really stop and understand what's going on. All right, well, my darlings, it is just about my time, as they say, on the comedic vibration. We have chatted about so many things. And once again, to all of you out there within the sound of my voice who love me, I love you so much. Thank you to those of you who have shared concern and love about my partner's health. She's doing really well. Those of you who continue to send heart and love to my brother, he's hanging in there. I'll be talking to him today. And to my listeners, to the folks who are following me on Twitter and I'm happy to be. There is also one other individual who I think is a hoot, and I would be remiss if I did not mention them. And I just love her name. She is a poet, and I believe it is at Lost Poet. She's just phenom. Hold on a second. I'm going to find it here. Oh, The Lost Rose. How wonderful a handle is that, eh? Let me make sure I have it completely right. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lamb Divine. See, this is how you know I'm doing. I already gave mad love to the Lyrical Vibes. That's The Last Rose. I love that picture. I love your vibration. So it's all good, boss. That's what I'm saying. I'm still trying to learn how to navigate the Twitterverse. But I got nothing but respect for the Twitterverse because it has allowed us to change the model. It has allowed us to take back a little bit more of our independence. Further ado, my dears, I love you. Take care of yourselves. Enjoy the balance of the week. And come back on Friday. We are going to be talking to Marie Bednar of Bednar Farms. So excited. You know, it's all about the food for me. All right, babies. Easy now.
Yo, this is LIV. See, I choose to keep wisdom, peace, love, movement, in a 360 circle around my life, and it goes like